It is a big deal this week. We've talked about the first step towards criminal justice reform. The First Step Act actually got bipartisan Senate support. You know, leaders of the group, hashtag Cut 50, are responsible for working on this criminal justice reform bill. Now, on the line, we have Topeka K. Sam, who is the director of Dignity for Incarcerated Women. Thank you for calling in today, Topeka.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
And one thing I know, you have firsthand knowledge of how criminalization and incarceration of women not only impacts us, but our communities, particularly women of color. Can you share just a little bit about your story and, you know, how you've gotten to where you are now?
Oh, absolutely. So I was incarcerated as a result of a drug conspiracy charge in 2015. Prior to going in, I was division chairperson for Amtrak, Onboard Service Workers Union for New York and D.C., and I also owned a business. And so I wanted to start another business. I received a phone call from some people that I had dealt with prior when I was engaged in selling drugs years before. And I thought that I can connect some people, make some quick money, and then be out and end up being a federal sting operation.
Mm.
And so when I was arrested, I went in and under the premise of people use drugs because they wanted to, until I actually began to start talking to the women that were substance misusers. And they told me, one woman specifically stated that her father was raping her and gave her the heroin and told her to take it and the pain would go away. And then it was all these testimonies of sisters who had received sexual trauma, violence, abuse, years of untreated mental illness, and that they didn't have a choice. You know, they actually used drugs to cope with all of the severe trauma that has occurred with them. And at which point I realized how I contributed to that impact. I pled guilty and I was sentenced to federal prison.
Oh, man. And your story is just so amazing. You know, I've heard you talk to Karen Hunter before, and just listening to even the humiliation of coming into the prison and what that does to your dignity, even, you know, sanitary products.
Absolutely. And yes, shout out to Karen. It is completely dehumanizing and shameful for us to have to actually write legislation that's asking women to, or demanding really women to be able to have their sanitary products at no cost to them. You know, I suffered with uterine fibroids and it caused me to have heavy cycles. And so I needed extra sanitary napkins, and I was told that I had to quantify my periods, which means that I had to actually take the used pads, put them in a brown paper bag, and show them to a male guard who would then decide whether or not I should get more. And just that humiliation allowed me to know that something needed to change when I came home. And, you know, leading this effort with women across the country hand in hand who have been impacted by that and more, being shackled during child labor, having to lose their children because of it, being put in solitary confinement just because they're pregnant, you know, being stripped away from their children. It, you know, it goes on and on. And so this is why we're here in D.C. today, actually waiting for this vote in the House.
All right. The First Step Act, it does many things. Like you said, no more shackling pregnant women, support those who are coming home for reentry. But, you know, Topeka, when something new is done, there's always a lot of suspicion, particularly among people of color. And I've seen people with, you know, I get the suspicion, but I see people with thoughts, this is just a setup to get us to go back, make money off reentry. And I know that you've been there. And as a leader for Dignity, particularly for our women of color in prison, can you shed some more light on the First Step Act? Because I want to believe the best that this is the first step that's going to rightfully work for us.
No, sure. I mean, let's start here, right? The First Step Act is called the First Step Act for a reason. It is a first step, right? Now, when we look at how we got to this place, it was both, bipartisan efforts that brought us to actually passing legislation that allowed mandatory minimums, right? Which allowed the crack cocaine disparities, which allowed all these things to impact and kidnap people from out of our communities. And so, you know, as a woman of color, understanding that and actually being in this space and seeing that there is a legislation that misrepresents us and our community, then those of us who have been impacted, it is our responsibility to make sure that we are leading this effort alongside our allies to make sure that we are starting somewhere and then we can do more.
It's a first step, absolutely. These unjust, harsh, long sentences. You know, you have the whole crack versus the rock versus the powder situation. And then, you know, no teenagers, juvenile being in solitary confinement. It's just what you
said,
Topeka, a first step. How can people get more information and read more about the First Step bill as well as support you all, the Cut 50, who's doing it?
Absolutely. They can go to firststepact.org, F-I-R-S-T-A-C-T. First Step at TEPACT.org. What I would urge people to do when they go on there, they can read the legislation, read talking points, but most importantly, click on the button that says call your rep, and it will lead you to your House rep in your area, and that way you can urge them to vote yes. We still haven't went to the vote yet, and it's still time. It's not over until it's over. Not done until it's done. And so we would urge that. Also, if they want to get involved with the dignity efforts at Cut 50, the website is dignityact.org, or my email is topeka@cut50.org.
All right. Thank you so much. I love your story. Topeka K. Sam, Director of Dignity for Incarcerated Women. And let's push forward in criminal justice reform. We go on federal first. Then Topeka, we take it to the states.
Every single one. Thank you. God bless you.